Oh, yeah.
Here we go. It is that time again.
It is. And it's not gay. It's not gay.
Nothing gay at all.
Tell yourself what you need to hear.
Nothing gay about it at all.
Because this is the day. Is the day.
That I'm in.
That was given for men.
Men to dance
to
with.
To dance with other men.
Men.
Not you, Bruce Jenner.
No.
You cannot participate, Bruce Jenner.
You're confusing
Jenner.
On the dance floor.
It's not transgender.
You can't
No.
Not you.
Not you, Bruce Jenner.
Whatever
not
you,
Bruce,
you say.
Not you, Bruce.
Let's go.
Not you. Let's dance. Yeah.
We're not judging.
Not judging at all.
No. We are non-judmental men.
We are not judging, Bruce
Dancing
Jenner. If you don't want to swing that way, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Not gay.
What's with the howling?
That's right.
It gives you energy.
What's with that?
Let's go.
To the left. To the right.
This won't be much longer, ladies.
Now dip, baby, dip. Now dip, baby.
They're dipping each other. Dip, dip. Now, why do you need to dip each
drip.
Other?
Dip, dip, dip. Okay.
Now, why do you need to dip each other? What's
dipping always goes good. So
I see.
Okay.
All right, that's
now
it.
Now we swirl. Now we swirl.
Now you do what?
Swirl.
Oh, my. That way,
all these
way
dance moves.
Left.
All these confusing all these dance moves. Coming in my head.
Dipping and swirling.
Wow.
Now we've started the Friday off
okay,
right.
Okay, now you feel
nice man dance.
Friday.
Yeah, feels good.
Whew,
man dancing.
Man dancing.
Yes.
Start the week off.
Whatever blows your skirt up, boy.
Yes.
Blows your skirt up. Okay. Player.
Yeah, man.
It's a conspiracy now. HBO has a movie, a documentary that comes on Sunday called The Jinx. And I don't know why they call it the Jinx.
Is it the Tom Joyner story?
It's not the Tom Joyner story. It's the story of a guy named Robert Durst.
Mm-hmm. Robert Durst supposedly killed his best friend, chopped his body up, and lived as a woman.
And why are they calling it the Jinx?
Was there any man dancing involved?
No.
They should call it the Robert Durst story.
Yeah, but that's not as cool. The Robert Durst story. People are like,
What is that? I'm taking everything personal now.
If you see the billboard...
Uh-uh.
Have you seen the billboard?
No.
It's a white guy, but you really can't.
If he's white or black?
You really
man
can't
or woman.
Make. No, you can make out that it's a man, but it
could be a beige guy.
He very well could be a beige guy. I'm like, play, you got a movie, you didn't say nothing.
I think it's going to be a really interesting story because not only did he commit these crimes, but he assumed the identity of a classmate who was a mute. So he did
What's
all
that
these
got to do
crimes.
With being a jinx?
I don't know.
Where's the jinx? Where's the
How
jinx?
How long did he get dressed as a woman?
For years.
And what's that got to do with being a jinx?
And he was like a millionaire? Yeah.
What's that got to do with being a jinx? I'm taking everything
personally. This white guy kills three people, dresses as a woman.
Yeah.
The jinx.
Calls himself
Dorothy, who's
a mute.
Now you think it's a conspiracy?
No.
I don't know about conspiracy.
No. We got other things, too.
Oh, wait a minute. Light-skinned guy kills three quarterbacks. What's that?
I did not kill three quarterbacks.
But he did not dress as a woman. Well,
no.
There was that time.
Once. Once.
All the great ones dress as women. Mm-hmm. All the great ones.
I put on a dress one time. You're allowed one.
Has Pryor ever dressed? I never saw Pryor.
Did Richard Pryor dress as a? I think so.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Maybe when he had his television show.
Maybe so. He's one of the greats.
He's one of the greats.
So chances are he probably did.
But why are they calling this the Jinx?
Mm-hmm. Caracas, Venezuela. Is after Cesar Chavez died,
mm-hmm.
is just they haven't gotten that thing together. And he's been dead now for about 3 years. So there's been all kinds of sanctions and corruption on Caracas. And so basic supplies, they just don't have. You know, I talked about this about a year or so ago.
You were going to go and take toilet paper.
I was going to go and take them some toilet paper because toilet paper was like...
At a premium.
Go to Costco's.
Get a lot of toilet paper.
And take it down there.
And be king.
And be safe, though. Make a drop. Don't even go. Just drop it down.
I just wanted to go help the people.
Yeah, but do it.
You know, Caracas, Venezuela.
The lovelies of Venezuela.
Venezuela has had, out of the last 5 Miss World.
Is that right?
3 of them have come from Venezuela. So.
They're fine and broke.
Fine and broke. And now the news now out of Caracas, Venezuela, is that a box of condoms costs $755.
For a whole box?
For a whole box.
How many in a box?
I don't know, but $755.
Well, I know this sounds disgusting.
Okay.
This really sounds disgusting.
Okay.
But they're using them over, Sybil. They really are.
They have to.
They have $755. You ain't throwing that away.
I think you're assuming that they're using them at all.
Right, for $750, they might not be.
Yeah.
But if you do,
wow,
buy a box, you
can. That's really distressing.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
That really is something.
They got to be flipping them. Okay, I went too far.
They don't do that like you do your underwear, no.
No, it's front to back flips.
There's a method to your madness, I know.
Being Dexter King and selling your daddy's papers and Bibles.
They're back in the news.
Has been very, very good to him. He has put his Malibu house up for sale.
You heard him.
And it's selling for $4.8 million. A 4-bedroom, 6-bath, 6,800 square feet. The main house has a chef's kitchen, formal dining area, theater, elevator, home office, and full gym. This is how Dexter's
doing. All that much your daddy did. That's what you need somebody old to go up there and talk to. All that much in your daddy did. This is how you repay him.
But they don't want to listen.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. On this house.
Well, he's living like a king. That's one thing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fabulous.
$4 million in L.A.
And it's in Malibu. And it's for
sale. An acre of land in Malibu.
That's so he can see his brothers and sisters coming. That's why he need that. Here it comes, sir.
It's not enough just to have their pictures with a line through it.
They're on the house. They're on the line, sir. They're coming. They're coming up that long driveway. They'll be here shortly.
Well, living off your daddy is a
good your daddy's
life.
Stuff. I'm sorry. You know, they get upset.
And hide the snacks.
And hide your snacks. Because Marty's coming. Hide your pies.